This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Sunday, September 19th. God's word to you today is His doing. Our scripture reading is taken from Psalm 118, verse 23, and it says, "This is from the Lord and His doing. It is marvelous in our eyes." This is taken from the Amplified Version. John 9, verse 2 says, "His disciples asked him, 'Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?'" This is taken from the New Revised Standard Version. Their question was not, "Is there a sin in this equation?" They did not ask if it was as a result of sin. They asked whose sin it was. In other words, it must be sin, so we want to analyze where the sin came from. Some people, unfortunately, feel that when they are praying, particularly conducting deliverance, they have to get to the person's village and find out what his or her grandfather drank when he was 30 years old. All that is unnecessary. The name of Jesus is potent enough, and that is why he is the Alpha and Omega. He can go to the beginning of your life and sort out things for you. Things you could never have known. The equation sickness equals sin is too simplistic and incorrect. While there is something called innocent suffering, and that is one aspect of life that Christians are missing these days, innocent suffering means you're innocent, but you are suffering. For some people, they have done nothing to deserve this kind of spouse they are married to. Sometimes it is just innocent suffering. You have not done anything wrong. To ask why you deserve it is to ask the wrong question. You're asking the wrong question, and if you keep asking the wrong questions, you will not get the right answer. You need to ask the right questions, and the right question is, what will God have me do now that I find myself in this situation? Then you will get the right answer, and you will come out of the situation that is unpleasant in Jesus' name. Some things are simply for the glory of God. John 11 verse 4 says, "But when Jesus heard about it, he said, 'Lazarus' sickness will not end in death.' No, it happened for the glory of God, so that the Son of God will receive glory from this." Martha said, "If only you had been here." And Jesus said to her, "Listen, if you believe, Martha, you will see the glory of God." Martha said, "I believe." And as Jesus was going where they buried Lazarus, Martha protested, "I told you, by now he is stinking." And Jesus said, "Didn't I tell you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God?" This is John 11 paraphrased. Every challenge, every pain, every stigma you have in the name of Jesus will end in the glory of God and to the glory of his name. John 9 verse 6 says, "Then he spit in the ground, made mud with the saliva, and spread the mud over the blind man's eyes." Mark 7 verse 33 says, "Jesus led him away from the crowd so they could be alone. He put his fingers into the man's ears, then spitting on his own fingers, he touched the man's tongue." Why spit? Your spit carries your DNA, and it is a very personal and intimate thing to share with anybody. You should not exchange your spit with just anybody. When Jesus put the spittle on this man, he was sharing his essence and his DNA with the man. I earnestly desire the spit of Jesus. Let us pray. Father, be glorified in all that concerns me. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv. For more information about our locations and services, God bless you.